I'm glad you like my singing. You know, I sang that song once in California, and it made an awful hit. In San Francisco, the people liked my singing so well, they didn't want me to come away from there at all. One of the newspapers there, one of the leading newspapers in San Francisco, came out and stated they wish I could stay there forever. I have the notice right here in my pocket. I can show it to you. There it is. It says, Charlie Case closed his engagement at the Orpheum Theater last night and leaves California tomorrow morning for the East. We would like to have him stay forever. Now, you know, I sang this song the other morning for Mr. Proctor at a trial performance, and he thought it was all right. In fact, he told me he was very much pleased with it. And while I was singing the song, as bad luck would have it, one of the stagehands went to throw a brick out of the window, and it accidentally hit me on top of the head. You know, it was all I could do was to finish the song. But still, if I do save myself, I never sang it better in all my life. As I say, Mr. Proctor said he was very much pleased with it. And I said to him, I said, now, if you're very much pleased, I wish you would put that in writing, and then I can publish it in the papers, and it'll help me get some work. And he said he would. And I told him, I said, you might mention in the letter that I was injured at the time and singing under difficulties, and that'll make the letter all the stronger. And he said, why, certainly. And he wrote me a beautiful letter. I have it right here. I'll read it to you. It says, this is to certify that Charlie Case sang for me this morning at a trial performance. While he was singing his ballad, somebody dropped a brick on his head and nearly killed him. I was very much pleased. Now, you know, you might have read about my singing in some of the newspapers. Still, I don't think you'd notice me because at that time, I was traveling under my right name. You know, Charlie Case, that's only a stage name. My right name is Cass, John Cass. I took the name Case because it sounded like it. And I like the name John Cass, and I probably would have kept it. Only I noticed sometimes when the people would come out of the theater and they'd be speaking about my act, instead of calling me John Cass, they'd call me Jack. Now, down in my town, down in Lockport, New York, where I was born, why, they all knew my right name down there. You know, speaking about being born in Lockport, there were quite a few cities claimed to me. You know how it is. If a person goes in the show business and he's anyway successful, then every city wants to claim he was born there. Now, there are Buffalo and Rochester, two rival towns down our way. They're all the time making fun of one another, and each claims to have the better city. You know, they've been arguing over my birthplace for over 5 years. The Buffalo people claim I was born in Rochester, and the Rochester people claim I was born in Buffalo.